So I can imagine that there are a lot of mixed feelings when we celebrate Mother's Day. That there might have been some that don't have the best relationships, or those that have lost their mother. Those that, there are a lot of women that surrounded them growing up, that supported them, loved them like a mother, gifted them with things like a mother would. But there's not just one. I mean, I was just thinking about all the women that have impacted my life. And there were several. I mean, there was like a dozen or more. So I was thinking all those women that have walked with me in different parts of my life, that have impacted with wisdom, shared wisdom, harassed me like I needed to be harassed, but loved me unconditionally, which is an amazing gift to have. And in turn, being able to give that gift to those that my path crosses. And then there's those emotions that come up when we think about our mothers, our those women, those sorrow, possibly panic, possibly joy, gratitude and love, and they're all kind of mixed up in this great big ball that we get to look at times. And that ball that feeds in, or maybe our complex systems that we live within, our family systems, the systems within our community, those systems that impact us, that continually, that feeding process takes place, that love process takes place. And I was thinking about what exactly that mother figure represents. And it could be, hopefully, it is, a woman. It could be your mom, your grandmother, like I said, that the aunt, an elder of the church, the pseudo-grandparents that, if your grandparents live far away from you, that kind of adopted your family and kind of loved you like a grandma would. And hopefully each of us have had those women in our lives walking beside us. And I was thinking with that idea that is talked about in John of an advocate. An advocate that is there on your behalf. And when we look at the word advocate, is one that's connecting with the idea of one who supports, defends, pleads the cause of another, which was exampled through Christ. Christ came, walked among us as our advocate, being there for us, for those, the disciples, the women at the well, all those that he came in contact with in his ministry. He was an advocate for that, for those that did not have one. And that exampling that we get to see not only accompanies us, not only telling the truth of God to us that we can therefore absorb and kind of re-spread out. But it's that exampling, that supporting those that defend, that pleads for us. It pleads for us to be in continual relationship, to not have a broken relationship. That supports us when we feel like there is no one else out there that understands us fully, that understands the path that we are called to walk, to love us, support us, give us the resources we need so that we can continue walking that path that is not nice and flat and paved. For me, if it was, it would have a flat pine cone on it that I would trip over. But those paths that we walk that are sometimes that steep uphill, sometimes in that sharp decline, But wherever we find ourselves on that path that we're walking, we can be assured that Christ is walking beside us. Christ understands and places people beside us in those moments where we feel like we might not be able to walk any further. And to know that with Christ, it was not abandonment. God in Christ did not abandon the disciples, but sent another advocate, which was the Spirit of Truth. That Spirit that lives within us, breathes new life, restores us, encourages us, blows out the cobwebs, and we get to discover new things. The Spirit, the Holy Trinity, that encourages us, loves us, and empowers us, which feeds our souls so that overflowing, we might be able to share with others who need an advocate on their behalf. And who knows what that might look like for us as individuals and as a community who might need an advocate. And then also empowering us to speak up against the injustices that we see in the world around us, possibly in our own community, and be able to defend those who are unable to defend themselves, those who do not have a voice yet need to be heard, and to plead the causes of those that are missing, those voices that are missing within our community. And I say the wider community in our church community. And know that in the uncomfortableness that might stir up, that any of those things that I talked about might stir up within us. Because I think in that uncomfortableness is where we have a place to grow. That we can get shook off our axle so that we can walk a different path that Christ might be calling us to. And know that in those moments, that God dwells with us and feeds us and encourages us. So looking outward, not only at the women and young ladies in our congregation, but all of us who are in relationship here, how might we use the percolating emotions that are stirred up weekly, that swirl and inhabit our lives? How can we use that to help those without an advocate? While reflecting in ourselves the tangible moments that we had an advocate to stand with us, to come alongside us, who supported us, defended us, pleaded for us, and loved us unconditionally. Amen.